This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out at 75radio.org, 75radio.org. We are red hot and rolling. It is Saturday, October 22nd, 2022. Walt, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
Oh, we're doing fairly well this evening, doing fairly well. How are you?
Not bad. No, not too many complaints, but, you know, we want to entertain people, not depress people or get people angry or people turn the dial or visit another website or log off or whatever. Anyways,
Have you fell in love yet?
No, I'm working on that.
All right. Yeah, when you do, let us know his name.
Listen, just because I'm in the District of Columbia doesn't mean I swing the way the rest of the District of Columbia is. Folks, if you haven't been around lately, I'm happily divorced. I am available. I am single. However, the problem is I am in the DMV, or the District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia area, and the women here are crazy. But anyways, before we turn this into couch session with Scoop, let's get down to business. As always, we want to remember the men and women in law enforcement murdered in the line of duty. Tonight we have no names. However, we want to remember Kansas City, Missouri firefighter Anthony Santee, who was killed in an off-duty incident dealing with a couple of mutts. Folks, unless these people out here are about to hurt you or your family, just let it be. Call 911. But anyways, check it out. Unfortunately, the savage that shot firefighter Santee will not be charged because of the Stand Your Ground law out in Kansas. And also, speaking of firefighters, we want to say hello to Little Billy Keyboard and the men and alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department. And we're still not done yet with firefighting. As you know, Walter, I was a volunteer firefighter before I joined the police department. When I joined the Navy, I was a shipboard firefighter. Little Mikey Guerin, he was a EMT for the longest time. And so there's a special bond between cops and the firefighters. I mean, we're like brothers. We want to show who has the bigger one, and we fight all the time. So, anyways, in Detroit, Michigan, there's a veteran firefighter, Lieutenant Maurice Funches. Lieutenant Funches bought one of these dilapidated houses in the city of Detroit for $2,000, and he's trying to fix it up, and he's having a hard time fix it up. These people that go through homes looking for scrap metal stole 3 brand new water heaters. So anyways, Lieutenant Funches was injured in a line of duty incidents. Fortunately, him and his fellow firefighters were not killed, and it was a real harrowing story. So he was out for a while, and since he was out of work, he was getting disability. He was getting about 3/4 of his salary and could not work overtime. And one thing about the Detroit police and fire departments is that they're treated like third-class citizens. The pay is absolutely horrendous. The benefits suck. And the only way these men and women of public safety in the Motor City is able to survive is either working overtime or getting second and third jobs. So anyways, Lieutenant Funches was unable to keep up the payments on the house. He had to go through City Hall, more or less, and he's about to lose his house. And unfortunately, the house is unlivable. Lieutenant Funches and his brother were trying to fix it up. And just between all the savagery going on, him being out of work, so on and so forth, he was kicked out. Unfortunately, he was kicked out of the apartment in the adjoining county. And so he's living in his car. He's living in the couch. And he's got kids. So anyways, I saw the story from our buddy Charlie LaDuff on his No BS News Hour on YouTube, Facebook, everywhere else. So I contacted Charlie. And I said, how can we help him out? How can we help out Lieutenant Funches? And he said, well, here's his Cash App. So he gave me his Cash App, and I donated to his Cash App. So he has a couple gallons of gasoline in his he's ever put in his gas tank. So anyways, I urge everybody to check out the website. His Cash App is Maurice Funches, Funches, and just donate whatever you can. This is not a scam, because A, it's come from Charlie LaDuff. Charlie had Lieutenant Funches on the show this week, and Charlie is not he goes above and beyond the Call of Duty for Detroit's finest and bravest. He took a shot of 2.5-inch fire hose to the face, raising money for Detroit firefighters. So, anyways, with that being said, one of our good listeners, Renee Capel, replied on the website saying that, unfortunately, I don't have the money to donate, which most of us don't, but he is in the glass blowing business. So she's offering to make Christmas gifts for Lieutenant Funches' families on her dime. So anyways, I forwarded it to Charlie Duff. I said, could you please forward to it? And he was ecstatic, and he said, yep, already done. So anyways, thank you very much for Renee for helping out Lieutenant Funches the best way you can. And anybody that needs any type of glasswork, please check out J.R. Lone Star Glassworks from down in Texas. That's J.R. Lone Star Glassworks in Texas. So hopefully Renee gets back to us and see if she sends the Funches families from some goodies. So, but that's our listenership in a nutshell. We donated, we donate till it hurts, and we have, it's what we do. God tells us, spread the wealth. So we spread what little we have. So Walt, any comments on Lieutenant Funches and his debacle or his situation?
Well, no, there's not much that I could add to what you already just said. It's a clear mess, and dwelling on it would be like listening to Bob Costas, broadcast the Yankee game. I'd just be beating a dead horse. So.
Right. So, but anyways, another thing about the Detroit police is that when an officer is killed in the line of duty, instead of the police department telling the families, all right, we got you covered, we'll take care of everything, they just tell the family, well, your loved one had a insurance policy, and go through the insurance policy. It's a big mess. Anyways, when we come back, we're going to switch gears a little bit about poor little rich girl. Also, the NHL is woke. Kanye is Kanye, and whatever else we have down the pike. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. The shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
We are back, Scoop said, with Walter Ricky on 7-5 Radio. And Mr. Edwards, I was looking up for some female companionship during the break, but that's another story. Anyways, we were talking about a hero that downed his luck. Now we want to talk about a zero that is very lucky. One spoiled brat, Meghan Markle, came out and said that she was objectified and treated like a bimbo while she was a briefcase girl on the TV game show Deal or No Deal. On the show, contestants picked numbered briefcases and attempt to win lots of money. And Ms. Markle and 24 or 25 other ladies put the briefcases with a number on it on a table and had to open the briefcase when her number was called. Not very hard work. And then they either had to smile or look real sad, depending on the circumstances. Either that's the right briefcase to win some money, or it's the wrong briefcase and you don't win money. So it was kind of like a Vanna White gig, who's still doing it after all these years. And you know what? She looks mighty fine, but that's, I digress. But anyways, when I heard about this story that Meghan Markle felt like a bimbo, it made me think, like, you know, people like Lieutenant Funtress, guys in Special Forces, infantrymen, cops, and firefighters, they're lucky they don't have to be a Deal or No Deal girl with a briefcase. And they must think they're lucky stars. Like, you know what? I went to Fallujah. I went to Afghanistan. I work in Southeast D.C. I work in East New York. I work in Detroit. But thank God I'm not Meghan Markle. So, anyways, Clint Eastwood should make a movie on the Duchess. And, you know, because of what she went through. I mean, hell, Iwo Jima or Chris Kyle. I mean, Meghan Markle went through hell opening and closing a briefcase. But anyways, this broad won life's lottery. She had a social career in acting. And then she marries a prince and currently lives in a mansion in California in the Santa Barbara area that is big as a resort. And all she does is complain and crap on everything and everyone. I mean, she crapped all over the royal family even before the queen died. And then as many issues I have with the royal family, there's something called decorum, discreetness, discretion. It's like, you know what? This is, you know, the royal family is part of the British government, so you might want to keep your mouth shut. You know, God only knows what the British adversaries are doing with all this information that she's putting out on them. But anyways, so the whole country of Great Britain, the whole world is mourning Queen Elizabeth, and she's still running her big fat mouth. And the thing about it is Meghan Markle is not that good looking. I've been to Los Angeles County, California, and the women there are ridiculous, ridiculous. But she's not that good looking and has even less talent. Now, when Meghan Markle gets older and her brother-in-law becomes king, nobody will give a crap about her. And, you know, personally, I think she should have took after Princess Di, you know, took up a cause. You know, Princess Di, before she was killed, talk about landmines and helping kids. But Meghan Markle just talked about Meghan Markle. And as for Prince Harry, the man's a prince. He was a helicopter pilot. He's a hellraiser. He's worth God knows how much money. He could have any woman in the world, but he ends up picking Meghan Markle. She must have been something behind closed doors, if you know what I mean. But you know what? I just can't wait till she gets old, wrinkled, and raggedy, and has kids, and nobody cares about her. I mean, look at Prince Andrew's wife. What's her name? Fergie. Nobody cares about her. So, anyways, well, any words or comments on one that Meghan Markle, who just went through hell on that game show?
Yeah, that was just a tough gig. I mean, you know, I wonder how many briefcases Howie Mandel got into. I mean, briefs, not briefcases. how many? Was she one of them?
I don't know.
He got into a briefcase. How about the briefs? Howie Mandel's a germaphobe, so he probably didn't.
Right. Yeah. As far as I know, he's still married or keeps his life personal. But I mean, who cares about Howie Mandel? I mean, the game show is stupid anyways. If you notice, he always has some nut job who just yells and screams just out of control. You never see like a doctor, a pilot, a lawyer, a police officer, you know, somebody who has to deal with pressure every single day. Like if you're a nut job and yelling, screaming, you know, you're perfect for the show. But anyways, moving right along, the NHL. Walter, what does the NHL stand for?
No Hookers League.
No. It used to stand for the National Hockey League. It used to stand for the National Hockey League, which I used to follow up to about 5 years ago. But now it stands for No Honky Labor. What does that mean? Well, this week the NHL held a press conference to announce the league was overwhelming white and male. Well, of course, this being the 21st century, this is a problem. The NHL is the National Hockey League is a business, not a social social organization. It's a business. The main purpose is to get asses in seats, get eyes on TV, and you know keep the money coming in. And then for about three decades, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman has done a terrible job running the NHL. I mean, the NHL had to put a press conference to talk about this to get some publicity. But that's another story. So Bettman's done a terrible job running the NHL into the ground. And despite him being at the helm, NHL was running fine without diversity and inclusion. Because the NHL at the time committed a major sin. They hired the best people with the most qualifications in the positions of the NHL front office. Imagine that. But NHL brought in a quota queen to get rid of the non-existent racism in the NHL. People who work for the National Hockey League or its clubs are hockey fans, and they happen to be majority white. Why? Because if you've been to Canada, it's cold. If you've been to states like New York, Minnesota, Vermont, Connecticut, Maine, it's awfully cold most of the year. Henceforth, people are playing hockey. They're not playing basketball. But anyways, the NHL, in their stupidity, spent millions of dollars promoting youth hockey in the hood, and it barely made a dent in the NHL, and it barely made a dent anywhere. Nobody knows that the NHL spent millions of dollars promoting hockey in the hood. But anyways... But, you know, to think that the homies in Rucker Park or any park in the hood are talking about hockey, no. Because most inner-city people cannot afford to play hockey because, take it from me, hockey is not cheap. You got to buy skates, which is a couple hundred dollars. You got to buy pads, which is another couple hundred dollars. Helmets, sticks, and just the cost of ice at the rinks. I mean, it costs a fortune to rent ice at these hockey rinks because a lot of labor goes into the hockey rinks. They got to run these compressors, all these chemicals, and bonies. You know, it's just not cheap. So if you're living in if you're living in the project somewhere, you're not going to be able to go play hockey, let alone you're still living in the projects. So, anyways, I can't even afford to let my kids play hockey. And the worst part is that nobody is demanding that the NHL has more diversity, more inclusion, more of the social nonsense, because frankly, nobody cares, because again, Gary Bettman is the commissioner of the National Hockey League. But anyways, my prediction is that when the National Hockey League front office looks like an episode of Law and Order, filled with all sorts of women and minorities and minority women and gays and trannies and all this other stuff, my prediction is that there's going to be a whole bunch of lawsuits from coming out of human resources. There's complaints of racism, sexism, xenophobia-ism, and every other ism one can think of. And the equality and efficiency of that office, the front office of the NHL, will go right down to zero, because everybody's worried about everybody else and everybody suing everybody else for something that's not there. And, of course, the straight white men get screwed again. So you're a hockey fan, diehard hockey fan, you couldn't, you know, make it in the leagues as a player, or your club's not hiring, you go to the front office, guess what? You're going to be short, because they want diversity and inclusion. And I could just imagine how much money they're paying this hothead to run the I Hate Whitey league. But anyways, with that being said, when we get back, we'll talk get Walter's take on the no hockey labor. And also, Kanye is Kanye, and Verizon Cable has become Cablevision in New York City. I'll talk about that when we get back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has asked a Connecticut judge to throw out a nearly $1 billion verdict against him and order a new trial in a lawsuit by Sandy Hook families who say they were subjected to harassment and threats from Jones' lies about the 2012 Newtown school shooting. Jones filed a request Friday saying Judge Barbara Bellis's pretrial rulings resulted in an unfair trial and a substantial miscarriage of justice. Additionally, the amount of the compensatory damages award exceeds any rational relationship to the evidence offered at trial, Jones' lawyers wrote in the motion. 20 first graders and 6 educators at Sandy Hook Elementary School died in the attack on December 14th of 2012. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has urged the United States to reconsider a nuclear deal with Iran, as any funds could end up helping Russia sustain its invasion of Ukraine. I believe that we should place heavy sanctions on Iran and those who advocate lifting the sanctions, which is what this nuclear deal would do if it ever gets signed, would bring hundreds of billions of dollars not only to Iran but to Russia's coffers as well, Netanyahu told Fox News Digital in an exclusive interview. So the people are saying, let's take a tough stance against Russia. It's actually taking a soft stance when they are willing to lift the sanctions on Iran, added Netanyahu, who just released his memoir, Bibi, My Story. I'd be a lot more consistent on that. A brand new stealth bomber will be shown to the public in early December.
America's next top secret weapon is ready to be rolled out for the public. Mark your calendar. The Air Force's next stealth bomber, the B-21 Raider, will be revealed to the public in California on December 2nd. The rollout will take place at Northrop Grumman's facility in Palmdale, California. That's just over an hour's drive north of Los Angeles. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8255. 800-800-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
We are live, 7-5 Radio, Red Hot and Rolling on Saturday, October 22nd, 2022. I am at the National Law Enforcement Memorial in Washington, D.C., between 4th and 5th Streets Northwest. It's really somber. But anyways, we're talking about the NHL. It used to be called the No Hockey National Hockey League. Now it's the No Hockey Labor, because of this non-existent problem of not enough women, minorities, gays, trannies, you know, not enough non-white male. Well, you got any comments on the NHL's non-issue?
You know, it's just stupid. You know, the sports are so cultured. You know, basketball. How many rich, you know, soft white boys, you know, play basketball? It's usually, you know, white guys that play basketball can play basketball, you know. Mostly they ship players from the hood to play professional basketball. You know, they give them, college scholarships to play
right
for big universities. You know, these guys aren't rich until they play basketball, and then they get into the NBA. The same thing with hockey.
Right, well,
but hockey,
well,
hockey's been so difficult to get into. It's more difficult. It's probably the most difficult sport to get into because it's like you said before, it's so damn expensive. It's so damn expensive to get into.
Right. And Walt, you brought up a good point about scholarship, but about colleges. But I've also seen it in the high schools. Out here, we have all these, like, Ivy League-type private schools with, you know, white shirts and ties. And these kids from the hood, about 6'3", 6'4", 6'8", they're going out to these schools on a scholarship to play ball in these phenomenal private schools that, of course, I can't afford. So, anyways, and another thing is that the NBA is like 75-80% black. National Football League, same thing. Why isn't there more diversity in the NBA and the NFL? Well, we know the answer, because it's diverse enough. You know, it's not about,
you know, in the 50s, there was maybe three black players in the NBA. You know, in the 60s, it started to get more popular because black athletes were being recognized and were being sent to college, like on the scholarships. And, you know, if you were over 6'6", and you were black, you were given a scholarship if you played high school basketball.
Right.
You know, and, you know, through the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, I mean, you know, it's 80% black. And it's okay. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Okay? You know, you don't see people infiltrating, you know, the NBA. You know, professional baseball. You know, it's 50 to 70% Latino now.
Right.
And that's fine. That's okay, because maybe some of the best players are playing. You know, if there's a better player not playing, and it's because they have a minority in there instead, hey, now I got something to say about it. Or if they have all the best players playing and they're all white, and you have the best player who's black sitting at home, that's also wrong because he's black. So, you know, the infiltration is, you know, you get what you earn. You get recognized where you get recognized. And if you don't get recognized, hey, it's nobody's fault. It's just the way, you know, the chips fall. It's just
right.
The way the chips fall. That's it.
Right, exactly. And you would think, like, the rest, I mean, sports wants to get the best player for the team, regardless. Why can't the rest of the world be like that? You know, I run an insurance company. I want the best people to sell insurance policies or handle insurance claims. Or I run a car dealership. I want the best people to sell my cars. But we can't have that. And then, like, you look at the NFL with the stupid Rooney Rule. Like, if a NFL franchise wants to interview a new head coach, I think they have to interview one or two people of color for that job of head coach, which is stupid because unless you're getting like a Lovie Smith or a Tony Dungy, if you're getting Bill Belichick and then, oh, well, Rooney Rule says I got to interview with some a black guy. So you get Tyrone Biggins off the street, and he's not qualified, so you can get Bill Belichick. I mean, you're wasting Tyrone Biggins' time and your time, so just get the best people. Again, we can't have that. You know, and that's why
I'll go back to the 70s and 80s when the police department didn't have enough, you know, minority bosses, and they started putting curves on the tests. Okay, now if somebody put a curve on my test to make me a boss, you know, I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want it because I didn't earn it. You know, the same thing here in the NHL. All right, let's hire him because he's black. Let's hire him because he's white. Let's hire him because he's green. You know, that's ridiculous. You should be hired and fired based on your skill, on your skill set. If you don't have a skill set, man, there's nothing wrong with not having a skill set. There's nothing wrong with washing out. There's nothing wrong with it. But people just seem to think that they're being pointed out because I'm this, because I'm that, because I was this, because I wasn't that. You know, it's a bunch of ridiculousness that, you know, the world could live without.
Right. This country puts up, we accept mediocrity. And because we have all this diversity, inclusion, exclusion, or whatever the code word is. You know, before it was affirmative action, that was diversity. Now it's inclusion. And speaking of inclusion, my kid's school has Mondays off because I'm an Indian holiday. So, yay. But anyway, moving right along. Speaking of mediocrity, Walt, you remember Cablevision of New York City?
No, I think I remember cable TV, but not Cablevision, no.
Well, anyways, years ago, when I lived up in the Bronx, we had Cablevision. It was.
I had an antenna.
Thirty years later, I have an antenna again. But anyways, Cablevision was this horrendous cable company out of New York City and covered everything but Manhattan, which is Time Warner Cable. I mean, the service was crap. The people that you talked on the telephone was crap, and they just did everything on the cheap. They wouldn't even buy the TV Guide channel, which scrolled the programming on all its channels. They just put on something from the 1980s to say what was on TV. So, anyways, Cablevision wouldn't even carry Fox News when it first came out. And from my house to Fox News headquarters on 6th Avenue was 16 miles. And granted, I was still in the city of New York. So, the Cablevision of New York City would not carry a network that's based in New York City. Then, of course, whenever I was around contract time, when the stations and the Cablevision would come upon agreement because there's money being exchanged, the who pays what, Cablevision always played hardball. It was always during major television events, baseball playoffs, football playoffs, the Oscars, and they did this all the time. Meanwhile, Cablevision owner James Dolan spent $1 billion, with a B, on Madison Square Garden, all the teams associated with it, millions more on Radio City Music Hall, and millions on this horrendous chain called Nobody Beats the Wiz. They sold discount electronics, and it was all garbage. It was everything that literally fell off a truck. You buy a TV, a couple of days later, you see a green blotch on your screen. It was terrible. And, of course, nobody beats a Wiz went out of business. But then came Satellite Dishes and then Verizon Fios. Fios offered fiber cable, fiber optic television with all the bells and whistles, the same rate or sometimes cheaper than Cablevision or Cox Cable. It was stupendous. And as soon as I bought my first house, I went out and got Fios as fast as I could. But 15 years later, Fios has become Cablevision. You need a technician to come over and fix their equipment, but you have to pay. And they really get you. You pay Fios every month to rent their cable boxes. And then when I paid one of these technicians to come over, it's like, well, you have second generation cable boxes. You need third generation cable boxes. You know, go to a Verizon store and exchange it. No problem. So I went to the Verizon store and I was told I needed $50 to exchange the boxes. Anyways, when we come back, we'll talk about the Verizon and the upcoming elections and just like how America just puts up with crap. Stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio, it will be back after these wonderful messages. Stay tuned, everybody.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. Of course, this is the fastest hour on radio with Walter Yurkow. We are live outside the National Law Enforcement Memorial. And, of course, we're down last segment, so I got to hurry up. So, anyways, talking about how Fios was one of the best cable systems out there, now turned into one of the worst cable systems, which is Cablevision New York City. So I had these boxes. I had to upgrade, supposedly. So I'm paying rent on these boxes. So now I had to pay $50 so I get new boxes and still paying rent. So anyways, over the years, I've had issues with reception coming in, even though it's cable. And then Verizon Fios is having issues with all the providers because they can't come to terms of agreement to broadcast the channels on television, including One American News, a local CW affiliate, and other channels. Now, in New York, WPIX Channel 11 is a landmark legacy television station. It's been there for years. They used to broadcast Yankee games, and it's been around for a while. They're a CW affiliate, but now Verizon Fios will not carry Channel 11 in New York. So it's a mess. So they've gone, you know, again, they put up a mediocrity, but as Verizon Fios and all these other cable providers are fighting the networks, guess what? People are cutting the cord. The cable companies did not see what was coming down the pike, the smart televisions. So people are now going to smart TV and watching programs for free. All they need is Wi-Fi. So what I plan to do is to get Wi-Fi and then get a smart TV. You know, these things take time. I got the old black and white TV on top of an old color TV that doesn't work. So anyways, I'm just saying that, so instead of nickel and diamond, the viewers that they have left by cutting One America New, CW, and other networks, they need to see what's coming down the pike. And then, but they don't, again, they don't care. And this is what the technology does to you. Because 20 years ago, we had lots of payphones. Now we don't have any payphones. And then 10 years ago, houses all used to have landline telephones. But now nobody's getting landlines because everybody has cell phones, like what I'm talking to you on now. So the phone companies are no longer putting in telephone landlines in houses because it saves them money, because why put all this labor and materials for something people will not afford, or pressing people will not buy. So anyways, I'm glad I'm no longer a Verizon customers. I've just been disgusted. I've been with them for over 10 years, and they just treat me like garbage. And I threaten to leave, and they say, okay, well, nothing we can do about it. So anyways, good riddance to Fios. I'll let you know how the smart TV works and so on. So, any comments on Fios and crappy cable?
Well, you know, it's not just the cable. You know, it's anything. It's propane, gas companies, electric companies, you know, the municipalities, you know, that have their own cable station and stuff like that. You know, it's all, everybody's got their hand, you know, in the pie trying to get something out of it, okay? And here we are, people that are providing the material to make that pie that they grab out of, meaning that, you know, they need us to give their money to survive. When a company, you know, I don't threaten the company that, listen, you know, if you don't give me a better price, you know, I'm going to leave, or, you know, from Dishnet to DirecTV, or from Comcast to Viacom, or, you know, whatever the case may be, whichever one I have, I don't threaten them. I just leave.
Right.
You know, I just say, well, cancel my contract. Then they want to know, you know, I'll hang up, you know, I won't say cancel my contract. You know, I say, all right, if that's the best you could do, okay, fine. You know, I'll hang up, and then I'll call again and get a different operator and say, I need to cancel my subscription. And then they want to know why. Okay, because I got somebody on the line that doesn't know that I'm pissed off at them.
Right.
You know, are you moving? We can move your cable for you at no charge and blah, blah, blah. No, just cancel it. Well, why are you canceling? First of all, I'm not under oath, and I'm not under court order to answer your stupid question. Why am I canceling? You have to take my cancel it right now. Cancel it. I don't want it. Turn it off today if you have to. But I don't never tell the second person why. You understand? So if more people would just do that instead of threat, people may take a better look at you. I go toe-to-toe with my propane company every winter. Every winter. You know, I'll call up and I'll say, well, how much is you going to, you know, rob me for a gallon of propane this year? Oh, it's $4.39 a gallon. My eye, ain't no $4.39 a gallon. And I'll get them down to like $2.29. So why don't they start at $4.39 if it's going to be $2.29? You see what I mean?
Because,
so,
right.
They try to rob you, you know, without a gun. And, you know, the people that don't question it, you know, if they said that was their final price, I would say, okay, come and get your damn tank. I'm going to another company
right
now. Come and get it. You know, I don't want it. Come and get it. It's in my way right now.
if you don't come and get it in 2 days, I'm going to disconnect it myself and roll it down the hill. Because I got to get a gas tank where that one is from another company, and they'll give me the introductory offer, you know, with a fantastic rate, you know, with a new tank. And then next year I'll do the same thing if I have to. I'll get another company with a new rate and fantastic rate with a new tank. So, you know, they're always around it. But, you know, if your cable company is the only one in town, well, I suggest you just, you know, get a Roku or something else, or just watch YouTube on your iPad and be done with it.
Or phone.
You know, because there's nothing on general TV worth the crap watching anyway.
Right.
You know, they're all the same shows from the 60s, 50s, 70s, just with, you know, modern upgrades in the kitchen, you know, on set. It's the same stories. It's the same act, same scripts. It's the same thing. So, you know, why watch that crap? You know, people watch 2020, and then they watch the other nightly news shows, and they all started copying each other. You know, it was ridiculous. So, you know, get rid of it. Do something else. You know, go to a ball game. Take your wife out to dinner. Oh, I forgot. You can't do that no more.
Find a wife. But anyways, speaking of which, these are the times we live in. I'm on different apps. I'm not going to say which ones. They're not sponsors. Anyways, one of these, if they don't come to terms, it's supposed to be a conservative dating app, but I keep saying, listen, we can do a lot better than whoever you're dealing with now because we got great rates. Which is another thing, folks, if you have a product and service you want to get out there to our listeners, our loyal listeners, please just give us a shout out. But anyways, I'm looking at these different females, and I have to ask myself, is this a real female, or is it a tranny? Because some of these dating apps, they don't say that, you know, that they're trannies. So, but luckily, if you read the profiles, like, oh,
it's going to cost you $250 at Peter Luger to find out.
Right. So I'm.
You might get two steaks for the price of one.
Right. So, but there was. You know, you have to read very carefully. He's like, oh, this is Mary. You know, like, hey, Mary's not bad looking. It's like, oh, God. Oh, oops. I mean, come on. And they put up with it. I mean, if you have to stand up to urinate, you're not a woman, period. I don't know how plain to say that. Now, if you're able to, if you have a menstrual cycle and able to give birth, you are a woman. But it's just crazy. And people just... You know, unfortunately, most of these apps are run by liberal pinko commies out of San Francisco, so you have to watch yourself out there. So that's why it's like Bob Grant always says, it's sick and getting sicker. I'm sure if he was live today, he would say Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. But anyways, but next week will be the Saturday before the midterm, so I'm working on an election special about who to vote for. And it's not the Democrats, and it's really not the Republicans either. Unfortunately, unlike other countries, which have numerous political parties, it's either one or the other. That's why myself and most of us are independent, because, you know, we're just sick of the Barack Obamas and the Bill Clintons and Hillary Clintons and the Mitt Romneys and the Foghorn Leghorn out of Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, and what's his name, Lieutenant Dangle from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham. It's just the same old people doing nothing. And then what's his name, Congressman Crenshaw from Texas, he was a big disappointment. This guy went through Navy buds and lost an eye in battle, and he fights for everybody except for the American citizen. So he's been a huge disappointment. But that's all we got. But anyway, speaking of elections, with the situation of my kid's school, I'm seriously considering a run for school board. The only problem is that it's like, I don't know, like 8-9 people on the school board. And if I win, you know, and I say, let's get these pervert books out of those schools, I'll probably be the only one. Or let's get the LGBTQ flags out of the elementary schools. I'd probably be voted down. So anyways, I'm still weighing my options. If somebody has a good private school they want to send my kids to, please get a hold of me and let me know. But you have to live in the D.C. area. Well, what say you for the next couple seconds we have? Because I always run my mouth, and next thing you got this big Andy Rooney moment, and you got to... Oh!
There we go. There we go.
Anyways, anyways, for Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop Stan reminding you, you can make a difference. Please, go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.